Bezras Hashem, we're starting Sefer Yeshua today. And the olden days, we used to actually give the Olam like a little test on Sefer Yeshua, on the Psukim. We've stopped doing that, but I still recommend very much that the Olam should try to keep up with us. We're going to do about approximately a perek a week. So it's not a lot of Novi to read. If you invest about 15 minutes a week, you could, most prakim you could do it even with Rashi. But it's not more than 15 minutes a week to go through the perek. I would highly recommend. Obviously, I'm going to... The psukim we're going to talk on, we will, mitzvah Hashem, read inside. Okay, so Sefer Yeshua is a very special Sefer. When I say special Sefer, we have no right to take a Sefer from Tanakh and say this is a special Sefer. I'm not saying that. I'm repeating a Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dorim that Ulmolei Chotu Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael would have not sinned, which means that although Tanakh is a beautiful collection of Svarim, we have 24 Svarim, it's a beautiful collection of Svarim, it's an interesting Gemara, but that's what the Gemara says. If we wouldn't have sinned, we would only have Chamisha Chum Shetara, Tumat Torah Shebiksav. Chamisha Chum Sheitara and Sefer Yeshua. So happens to be the Ozer of the Be'er Moshe, the Ozer of Arov, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, had a beautiful pshat, and that's always how I understood it. Clearly it sounds like Choyt and Isker. It sounds like, you know what? We gained by doing Averis. I remember about 23 years ago, a Bocher made a meeting with me. Bocher in Yeshiva. Mamish from the best boys in Yeshiva. Never did anything wrong. Mamish, one of these, there's no such thing as never doing anything wrong, but as far as Yeshiva was concerned, never did anything wrong. Always did the right thing. Makes a meeting with me, sits down. He's almost crying. Rebbe says, I have something very much bothering me. I'm trying to figure out what's bothering him. He says, in his particular class, there were quite a few boys that were high maintenance, let's call it that way, in the Lashon Nekiyah. High maintenance. Okay? So the high maintenance guys, you call them in every other day. Like Shimmy Senta, I have to call them in every day and say, hey, what's going on, Shimmy? Why aren't you learning? Right? So what's going on? So they were a bunch of kids like that, calling them into my office every day, hopping schmoozing them. So I said, Rebbe, it's not fair. I never speak to Rosh Yeshiva. Because I'm always doing the right thing. He says, today I was thinking, having HR is in trouble. I'll get called into the office. What do I do in the office? I don't kill anybody. Call in, we schmooze. So if they got into the office and they hear a, you know, and the guy, they come in and the guy's on the floor dead, then they wouldn't want to get called in. But look, Gansky Schmuck, I call the guy in, we schmooze for a half hour. Those were times I had a little more time those days. Schmooze with a guy for a half hour. He walks out with a smile. Machaya. And I'm here on time every day, and I go to every seder. I'm not called in. This is mamash, I'm telling you, this is what the guy's complaining for. So I told him over this Gemara. I showed him the Gemara and the Dorim. The Gemara says that if Klai Yisrael wouldn't have done Averis, we would have only gotten Sefer Chamisha Chum Sheitar and Sefer Yeshua. That means if you wanted to look for Sefer Amos, you wouldn't have it. Treyasa, the whole Treyasa, not just Amos. Nothing. Tehillim, nothing. Yeshaya, Shmuel, nothing. The only thing there would be is a Sefer Yeshua. Sounds like we gained by doing Averis. We got called into the office. And we didn't get called into the office with Rudinsky, that's a Halbatzah. Got called into the office with Shmuel Hanavi. It's kind of fine. No, it's kind of fine. Yeshaya. David HaMelech Sefer Tehillim. Beautiful. Mishle. Sounds like we gain by doing Averis. No? Doesn't sound like that? So the Ozrova has a great vote. The Ozrova says, no, that's not Pshat. He says, the Gemara says in Tainus Taftes. I'm sure all of you remember this from Tainus. Those of you that learn Tainus. The Gemara says, Leko Dover, there isn't anything that's written in the Novi or in the Ksuvim. The Loi Gemizi Boi Raise. Everything that the Nevi'im said is written in the Torah already. It's in the Torah. That means any lesson from Tanakh, it's already written in Torah's Moshe. It's just, the Gemara calls it Remizi. It's hinted there. It's all in there. Says the Ozrava, if we wouldn't have sinned, then what? We would have seen in Teres Moshe all the messages of the Nevi'im. You understand? Because we did Averis, so we lost our vision. We lost our ability to see as much as we were able to see him. So it's not pshat that the Nevi'im gave us. Yes, of course, today we gain a velt from having Nevi'im because we don't see the Ramazim in the eyes. And that's why the Rambam writes, based on the Yerushalmi, Kol HaNevi'im Asidim Libot. Tremendous mazel tov to Rabbi Yitzchok on being Messiah. Gantz Novi with Mishnayos, Givaldik. I want to be there, but Punkt Yosim was when I took my kids to the airport. But okay, it's... Azah Simcha, it's okay. There's the Malachim are dancing there, you don't need me. Yeah? As I state. So, I told this boy the same thing. I told this boy, I said, you have to understand something. You're learning. You're holding and learning. Whatever I told this guy in a half hour, you're getting from the Gemara. And you're getting it 100 times better. Because you get the whole thing. This guy, I'm sitting there, Nebuch pulling. I wasn't talking about any guy, Hashem, particularly. I was just making a general statement. That it's a bigger schus to see it inside than to have it spelled out. Lamaisa, but what's fascinating in this Gemara is that even if we wouldn't have needed all the Nevi'im, say for Yeshua we would have needed, and the Gemara says, Erka shel Torah, there's something about Sefer Yeshua which is the Ikra Ikrim. So what is that? So the explanation, the simple explanation, is that when you go through the first parak of Sefer Yeshua, the first parak, right? So how does it start? Vayhi achrei mois Moshe ben Hashem, which we already learned in Vizayis HaBrocha. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, Vayayim Hashem al Yeshua ben Nun, Mishoros Moshe Leimar, Moshe Avdi Meis, Va'ato Kuma Varos Hayad. What does that mean? Hashem has to tell him that Moshe died. You think Yeshua didn't know that Moshe died? We just were in Avelus for 30 days for Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Yeshua ben Nun didn't know. If anybody knows, Yeshua ben Nun knows. But Hashem tells him, Moshe Avdi Meis. Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe my ever died. Va'ato Kuma Varos Hayad in Azeh, V'chol Hom Azeh, L'Oretz Hashat, Anoichi Noisin Lohem Levnei Yisrael. This is what he says. Rashi already schwitzes on this. Why Hashem told him, Moshe Avdi Meis. You have to know what it is. Anyway, so I had an explanation, simple explanation, what the Gemara means, Erika Shel Torah. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Briskel, said, he had a famous idea. He said, why do we say in Kaddish D'Rabbonin, you know, in the latter part of the Kaddish Rabbanan, what do we say? Al Yisrael Al Rabbanan Val Talmidein Val Kol Talmidein Val Kol Mandan, right? That whole long Megillah. Reb Chaim says it should just say Al Yisrael Val Rabbanan. And if you want to make it clear that we're talking about not Stam Rabbanan, L'chayr, every Rabbanan has a Talmud. You want to say, fine, so spell it. Say Al Yisrael Val Rabbanan Val Talmidein. What's al Talmidei Talmidein? Talmidei Talmidein is also Rabbonon v'Talmidein. That was Reb Chaim's question. So Reb Chaim said that the Nusach HaKadosh is there to teach you that you always need a Rebbe. Even when you have a Talmud, you have a Rebbe. Al Yisrael Rabbonon, Talmidein, Talmidei Talmidein. That means the Talmud has a Talmud already, but he's still a Talmud. That means you never stop being a Talmud. You're always a Talmud. And this is something we've seen even by Gedolei Olam. They always had somebody that they would say, this is my Rebbe. This is my Rebbe. Rav Shach used to have the Brisker Rav. Rav Shach was already 80 years old, or whatever he was when the Brisker Rav passed away. Something around that. He would still, he used to go to the Brisker Rav once a week. That's his Rebbe. His Rebbe. The Rebbe Zion's grandfather. Most of you too young, all of you probably too young to remember him. But he, Jacob Rosenbaum, he came to me. He was probably 91. He asked me if he could become my Talmud. And I was even younger than I am now. I was in the 20s. I wasn't very comfortable with the idea, 26 years old, having a Talmud that's 91. Something didn't feel, you know, something felt off, a Talmud that's almost 70 years older than me. But he told me, he says, Rebbe Tzal, when my Rebbe passed away, Rebbe Palev, whoever it was, he had a Rebbe, and he said, I went to this one. And when that one passed away, I went to somebody else. I always have to have a Rebbe. He said, then when I moved to Muncie, I went to Rabbi Wine. Rabbi Wine was also younger than him. He said, I'm your Talmud. The Rabbi Wine moved to Eretz Yisrael. He came, he was here in Yeshiva. He said, Rebbe Tzal, could I be your Talmud? So I felt out, Ben Adam Lachaber, he needs that, he should be call me his Rebbe, no problem. I did it for therapeutic purposes. But it's true. His idea was true. I'm men shtafa Rebbe. Always need a Rebbe. The Rebbe Nishon tells Yeshua Benun, your job really is to always know that you are going in the ways of your Rebbe. Moshe Avdi Meis V'atokum. Don't try to be somebody, an inventor. Don't be an inventor. You're a Talmud. And even though Yeshua Benun had chidushim and all kinds of, you have to know, and that's what Yeshua Benun was for Klal Yisrael. Yeshua Benun for Klal Yisrael was, he showed us the structure of going Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud. He was the Spitz Talmud. And that's why, even if we wouldn't have had the other Sfarim and Navi, we still would have needed to learn about from Yeshua what it means to be a Talmud. And in fact, as we go through Sefer Yeshua, we're going to see that very often this psukim shleimim, and sometimes almost a perek, repeat of chumashi. You can almost take the psukim, almost, not quite, but almost, and put them. When it talks about golos ari miklot, you could take those psukim in Yeshua, and you could go to Sefer Dvarim, and you could mamish match it up, almost an exact copy. Right, and the reason is that Yeshua Benun was, his job was to be that replacement who's going in the ways of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rosh Hashanah tells him this over again and again. Kasher Hayisi, he says, Kasher Hayisi in Moshe Eimach. The way I was with Moshe, that's the way I'm going to be with you. Everything is. Klai Yisrael respond to Yeshua Benun, the same thing. Kechol asher shomanu el Moshe, kein nishma elecho. Ragiya Hashem elekecho imcho kasher hoyo im Moshe. Keeps on doing that. Because even though, of course, a person has to be mechadish, right? If a person learned by somebody for 20 years, he shouldn't say, okay, whatever my Rebbe taught me. No, he should be mechadish. He should be mechadish. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zechat Tzadik Levrocha had a beautiful idea. When you go to Shevet Brachas, what do we say? We say, In V'Agefen, B'In V'Agefen, Dover No Miskabel. Right? What I can't stand is when people say it's a Pasuk. Shteitin Pasuk, In V'Agefen, V'Agefen. There is no such Pasuk. You know how many times I've heard that phrase by Shevet Brachas? Shteitin Pasuk, In V'Agefen, B'In V'Agefen. There's no such Pasuk. But it's a Maima Chazal, which isn't bad. It's also very good. It's just not, it's not a puzzle. In the Agefen, but in the Agefen, Dover no Miskabel. Right? So if Shlomo Zalman asks, why did Chazal use this? Why did Chazal use this way? When you go to a chasana, you go to a Simchas Nisuin, you say it should be like vines and vines. In the Agefen, but in the Agefen. What's the chat? That the Chosin Kala should be like vines together. What's vines? So you had a Gvalda Gavart from Shlomo Zalman. We're in middle of learning Hilchas Brachas. Actually, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to go back tomorrow to Hilchas Brachas. So you have In Birchas HaPeres, usually, whenever you take a food and you break it down, the bracha goes down. So if you take an orange and you squeeze out the juice, it's shakl. Shakl goes down. Goes down a level. Rarely does it hold the bracha. If the pieces are still here, if it's visible, it holds the bracha. Shemen Zayas, choshev, holds the bracha. It still holds the bracha. Right? But the most, usually when you squeeze something out, it goes down a level. It goes from Ha'etz to Shahakal, from Adoma to, it goes down a level, right? The most, it could hold on to the bracha. There's one thing that goes up, and that's the Geffen. You squeeze out the grape, not only doesn't it turn into Shahakal, it goes up. Because in Hilchos Brachos, anytime you have a bracha mevureres, the more the bracha is specific, the more chashev the bracha is. Right? Bread is an example of something that goes up, actually, but it's a solid. You make hamotzi lech. Right? The only fruit you have that you could actually squeeze out, and the liquid that comes out of that fruit is up, is geffen. Zochter shleim is almond. Every person has to remember where they came from. Every couple has to take the Messiah they got from their father and the mother. You have to take it. But don't be satisfied with that. You have to steik. You have to grow beyond it. So we give them a bracha, they should be like Inve HaGefen. That the Paris, where they come from, should go weiter, should go higher and higher. They should go higher. They should try to outsteig. I always find that with people. Get a guy to try to do what his father did. He should come to Shachris. His father always came 6:30. He should come 6:30. But make Kiddush on a Schnapps glaze. And my father made Kiddush on a Schnapps glaze. Every kula his father did, he keeps. My father only waited 3 hours. Your father was a yek. He never came late to shul either. That's something else. But I'm not going to wait more than 3 hours. What am I, nuts? I come from yekis. How long do you wait? 6. But your mother didn't wait 6 hours, Mustafa. Right? Find me a yek that changed his minik. Never. Right? That's 3 hours. Well, I'm going to wait more than 3 hours. Then you have some Italians that wait 1 hour. The Ramo brings down the minik. Ganz fine. The Ramo brings down as the Iker minik of Chol. The Ramo doesn't bring down the minik of 3 hours. He actually brings down the minik of 1 hour. Onu noyagim 1 hour. That's what the Ramo says. Then he says, V'yesh noyagim, to wait 6 hours. That became the minig of most Tfutzos Yisrael. But really, Meikar Hadin, he brings down the minig of 1 hour, the Ramah. Today, there's very few people that are knowing that, that have that minig. But there was some Italians that had that minig. There was some Yechidim. I use that, like, if I have something which is Be'etzim Parveh, but there's a chashash of Milchiks in it, then I'm akbet to wait an hour for that Ramah. Right? But that's the way people are. That's what Shlomo Zalman is saying. No. Take everything from your home, father home take, but try to build on it. Try to build on it, not the other way around. I always said that once a guy in my shul, he made Kiddush on a Schnapps glaze. For some reason, I have a beef with that. I don't like that. The Schnapps glaze is less than a revius. So, it just doesn't work for me. So he had a ring on, and he was on a Schnapps glaze. He said, listen, it's my Zayde made out of Schnapps glaze. So afterwards, I told him privately, I said, the Zayde didn't have a ring. I said, the ring is a chatzitza to the Schnapps glaze. So he didn't have chlaur, because he came over here and he goes, really, by Kiddush, there's a chatzitza? I said, no. That's not what I meant. Not a chatzitza. I said, in your minig, it's a chatzitza. Your Zayde wouldn't have worn a ring. Meaning, the ring is not just a ring. There's nothing a man could wear, a male ring. There's no iser in it. Mistamer Chaim would be happy. He doesn't even like a watch. Chaim holds a watch as lo yilbash. So Mistamer Ringi would zich have a problem. I was by Reb Chaim. A kid came, a bar mitzvah boy. They brought a bar mitzvah boy to Reb Chaim to get a brocha. The bar mitzvah boy was wearing a watch. Lo yachot latet bracha liyalda. I can't give a brocha to a girl. A bar mitzvah brocha, I get it. She had to take off the watch to get a brocha. He wouldn't give a brocha with the watch on. I asked him, your shver wore a watch. You know, my Rebbe wore a watch. It's not clear why he holds that way, but he's very makbid now. No watches. People go into Reb Chaim, I have to take off their watch. He's a problem of Yilbash. So, Lamai said, that's the job. That's the of Shlomo Zalman. So therefore, Yeshua ben Nun, he remains our understanding of what a Talmud is supposed to be. And that's part of giving over the Torah to all generations. That's why even if we wouldn't have had the other Chav Dalet Sforim, Sefer Yeshua would have been needed for that reason alone, as a chibur from Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, what it means to be a Talmud. I once wanted to say, we ran out of time, but I once wanted to say it could be, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, his own sons weren't by Matan Torah. It's a Pella. You know, according to the Gemara in Zvachim, it's Machloikis. One opinion says Yisrael came before Matan Torah. One opinion says Yisrael came after Matan Torah. If Yisrael came after Matan Torah, it means Moshe's own two sons, Gershon and Eliezer, weren't by Matan Torah. Is that mind-boggling? Is it mind-boggling? L'Avdol, a guy's a sports fan. Right? So he wants his son to be with him by World Series, by the World Series. I had a guy by me and Shul came to me 25 years ago. Wasn't the get the yeshiva. His kid was in another yeshiva. It's 25 years ago. And then it was in California, I think it was. Whoever, well, doesn't make a difference where it was. He said, I want to take my son out of yeshiva to the World Series. To him, it was Davar Pasha. He says, Fashtetzach Derov understands that this is something a father and son should be together, to see it together. That wasn't the Shiloh, by the way. That was Pasha. For that, he didn't need a Rebbe. Avadi should take his kid out of yeshiva for a couple of days so he and his son can witness the World Series together. That's Pasha. But that's not. That wasn't his Shiloh. You know? His Shiloh was, but the yeshiva doesn't let. So should he notify them before that he's doing it? Or should he only tell them afterwards? Or is Shiloh was just how to manage the yeshiva. Wasn't a Shiloh about the Avada, he has a Chiv Gomer to go with his son. That wasn't a Shiloh. But I remember I had Rachmanis on the guy. This was the Spitz. The Spitz was the father and son together. Do you ever go and sit with your son night seder to learn together? No, that's not this. This is Vishinantam Levanach. This is the real thing. You could use a shliach, but for this, for World Series together, you can't use a shliach. It's a mitzvah shebeguf. You have to be there with him and witness it together. That was his Dover Poshet. Matan Torah, every neshama of Klal Yisrael was by Matan Torah. You and I were there. So Moshe doesn't bring his own kids. Moshe's own two kids miss Maimon Har Sinai? How could it be? No? Can't be that they just missed. According to that mandama, means Moshe held. They shouldn't be there. Because if he held, they should be there. He would have gotten them there. Transportation was no problem, by the way. Targum Yenison says, for Shechitas Pesach, we had a Nesharim. For SS Cham Kanfe Nesharim, according to Targum Yenison Ben Uziel, Pesach Mitzrayim, we did in Eretz Yisrael. Flew there, the Shechitas Pesach, we came back. It's a ganze shtickel teira. Not everybody learns like that, but Targum Yonison. The Pshat is Moshe, that generation, they all got the Torah directly from Hashem. The Shekhinah came down on Har Sinai. And the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Everybody saw the Maimon Har Sinai. Like the Rambam says, Einenu Ro V'Loizor. Moshe felt he has to show Klal Yisrael how to give it over to the next door who wasn't there. Who wasn't by Maimon Har Sinai. How many times do you tell somebody a story, you go, you have to have been there to know it. I can't say it over. You have to have been there. So, Maimon Har Sinai. So, Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka showed with his own kids how to give over Torah to the next law. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's. I'm just explaining the man them all, they weren't there. So, Mamela, that's why Sefer Yeshua is so critical, because Yeshua becomes that chibur between that door and Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael to show us what it means to be a Talmud. Okay.